Engineering, Chuck Wilcox. Chuck, what's your position now?
I'm animator here, one of the science visualizers here at the Museum of Science at the Planetarium. And I was one of a team of four animators that did the core work on the visuals for the Planetarium show.
So give me a sense of what kind of a leap the new digital capabilities are, and separately the Zeiss.
It's like night and day. Whereas before we could only throw still images up. Yes, they could cover the whole dome, but they were still images. We could put a few limited video projector areas up in the dome, and it was at fairly low resolution. Now we cover the entire dome with high definition video. It is basically 8 times the resolution of your big widescreen TV at home.
How many pixels?
4,000 by 4,000 pixels wide. That's the coverage of the dome, all across 180 degrees by 360 degrees.
And you do this with two projectors, right?
Yes, two projectors which are specially fit each to take four parallel high-definition video streams. So 8 total video channels. The image that we have is broken up into those 8 video channels and covers the entire dome with 4,000 by 4,000.
Now, I was here a couple of weeks ago, and it was impressively seamless.
It is very seamless. The projectors are aligned, and the software is aligned to project the video streams in such a way that you don't see seams in between adjacent video areas on the dome.
And what's the new Zeiss like?
The new Zeiss is a wonderful machine. Unlike our prior machine, it is even higher technology. It represents the latest technology in what's called optomechanical projectors, in that it uses fiber optics instead of just slides in front of a light source. So the star images are incredibly sharp, clean, and bright. They look like the stars do in the real night sky. Much smaller images.
So aficionados would notice a difference?
Aficionados can actually take binoculars into the dome and actually see like what they would see with a binocular in the real night sky, more than you could see with the eye. So there is that kind of depth of perception if you want to go that deep.
I kind of picked up on that because I heard an NPR story this morning saying there were 9,000 stars, and I know there aren't that many naked eyes, so you must go to what magnitude?
Probably magnitude 6.5, something like that. So it is below the actual resolution power, unless you are under very, very clear skies in a very remote location.
So the digital projectors will do a sky too. When do you plan to use one versus the other?
We plan to use the Zeiss projector when we are giving a constellation show, when we're showing people what they can see from the Earth, such as the stars, planets, constellations visible on a given night. If we want to travel in space through our three-dimensional database, what we would do is use the digital sky system for that. And that can actually transport people through the solar system, through neighborhood stars, actually through out of the galaxy into databases of other galaxies, all in real-time 3D.
So it seems to me, this kind of puts you in a kind of elite, top-tier planetarium category with, I think of, Griffith and Adler and Hayden in New York and maybe Washington, D.C.?
Yes, it does, insofar as we produce our own programs. There's a tier of planetariums that actually has the capability of producing programs in-house, and we have actually joined that group. And there are planetariums that use content that are just delivered by other planetariums. In terms of full dome capability, we're actually far from being first on the block. Most cities in the world have a full dome planetarium in them, and in fact most of the large cities, just about every large city in the United States has one, but we're unique in terms of how we interact and collaborate with science educators and also in producing our own programs.
All right, so this has all been very serious. Are you having fun yet?
Oh, we're having a blast. I mean, I can't wait to see the show. I've already seen it several times, and we had programs last night, and we got a whole slew of openings this week, and I'm excited about every one of them.
How long was this show in production?
This show was in production for about 1 year, which included topic selection almost exactly 1 year ago today, this month, and concept testing. We tested a series of concepts, and we developed a show treatment and then concepts that might go into a show. We're very, very concerned with the content, if it's understandable, if it is appealing and presented in the most appealing visual manner possible. The content and flow between between sections has to make sense. So the experience has to make sense cognitively to the viewer, as well as being a series of whiz-bang images, which of course there are in the show, which you'll discover.